Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who's up at? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that Mo House, bro? Who's that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa, whoa. Hey,
I've been getting all this money.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you. When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Ayo, I'm up in VIP, I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Foreign whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Switching four lanes, I been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I been on that pimp shit. I been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square, bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020, you ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut, shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius, keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that ass work like a 9-to-5. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on, work it for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on, work it for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Friday is Friday, it's Friday. And welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. I'm glad it's Friday. I'm glad to be here. It seemed like waiting until Friday is starting to become a problem, hectic. I might have to add another show during the week, you know. Really, I could do a show every night if I wanted to. But that might be a little bit too much at this time, but I'm definitely thinking about adding another day on my show, maybe a Tuesday or Thursday or something like that. You know, just another day, just to reach out so I can stay connected with all my listeners out there. How everybody feeling tonight? You know, I'm feeling pretty good. I just started off my evening. I took a little nap. You know, I like to give everybody a visual of what I have in front of me to bring you right here with me, you know, sort of like talking to somebody on the phone, but you haven't seen them yet, and you just can't wait to see them, to put a voice with the face. So I like to give people a visual. You know, right now I got in front of me a Black and Mild, a blunt, a Modelo beer, a Modelo. What's Modelo? Modelo, what kind of beer is this? Chavezi, whatever. It's a Modelo beer. You know, I got some Hen Doggy Dog. I got some Poland Spring water. I got some hot green tea. I really don't got anything to eat. I made a turkey burger, but I don't think I want that right now. I had some pizza early. I broke my diet after the whole week and ate some pizza and some cinnamon shit and some garlic, whatever it was. I don't know. Something, but I broke my diet. It's feeling kind of bloated. But that's what I got in front of me right now. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a little light tipsy, but nothing real crazy yet. Because we just starting off the show, and I wanted to take it kind of light. Because we're talking about a serious topic tonight. We're talking about when enough is enough. Do you really know what that means? When enough is enough? When you can't take it no more? When you're stressed out? When you're frustrated? When you physically, mentally and physically broke down to the lowest form? No self-esteem left? You feel useless and worthless. You don't know if you can make it through the next second, not alone the next hour, not alone the next day, the next month. I'm talking about when you don't know if you can make it through the next second because the person you're in a relationship with is breaking you down, taking all the breath out of you, stealing your joy, taking away your will to live, your self-esteem, your get up and go, when they just draining you and you don't know what to do and you don't know how to do it. You know, it's really contrary to popular opinion. A lot of people don't, you know, they don't know how to leave somebody. They don't know when to leave somebody. You start feeling not only physically trapped, but you start feeling mentally trapped. You start believing that your worth is non-existence, and that's the only life for you, is the life that's in front of you. But that's not true. Some people start feeling like what they do is who they are. And that's another big lie. Thing that always kind of shook me up was how relations get so bad so quick. Because, you know, when you meet somebody, it's something about that person that you love or something about that person that you like a lot or something about something that made you want to talk to them. It's something about something that made you want to kiss them. It's something about something that made you want to lay down and take off your clothes and make love to them. It's something about something that made you say, maybe I could feel spend the rest of my life with this person. It's something you saw in that person that made you lay down and go to bed with this person or get married to this person or have a baby by this person. It's something. Now, maybe the intentions wasn't real. Maybe it was for shelter. Maybe it was for financial. gain or greed. Maybe it was out of desperation. Maybe your back was against the wall. Maybe you didn't have nothing else to do or nowhere else to go. Or you felt like nobody wanted you or you felt like nobody would love you. Maybe you didn't love yourself. So we're here tonight. That's what we're here tonight to talk about. Some kind of way, my show, I started this show on September 4th, 2020. It started off as a wild and crazy current profession. Use so much profanity and calling people bitches and hoes and talking about fuck this and fuck that. The show was so crazy in the beginning. But some kind of way, my show has mellowed down. And my show have turned me into a relationship guru. Not saying that I know everything about relationships. Not saying that I know everything about love. Not saying I got the recipe or the antidote to make shit work. Nah, it's just saying that I'm a 50-something-year-old person that been through a lot of shit. And I can talk about it. Knowledge is things, something is gained from actual experience. And I got plenty of knowledge and I got plenty of wisdom. On relationships. Yes, I do. About 8:30, I got a female guest coming through. She's going to help me out. You know, we're going to get a female perspective on when enough is enough. And if it's somebody out there that's listening, if you clicked on the link or if you called on the phone and you want to charm in and say something, just press 1. Oh, and I'm supposed to have a behind the walls prison call tonight if he's able to make the call. So we got a lot to go through tonight. We're going to take our time. We're not going to move fast because we ain't got nowhere to go. It's Friday night, and I think most of my listeners is too old or too laid back to run the streets, so I know you at home doing what I'm doing. And if you're not, tell a friend. And if you're listening, tell a friend to tell a friend. Call and say, yo, call up Jay Sean's show. You're about to break down some real knowledge. You're about to break down some real facts. You're about to break down some real wisdom. I win enough is enough. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Because, damn it, I got a lot of experience in relationships. Positive relationships. I done had negative ones. I done been cheated on. I done cheated on people. I done left people. I done been left. I done been married. I done been divorced. I done been reconciled. I done did it all. Yeah, I done did it all. And I know a lot of you out there have done it all. I see you on the line. I see all the callers on the line. And I know you've been through a lot, too. And we're going to help each other tonight. We're going to help each other because we're going to go over all the do's and the don'ts and the woos and the won'ts, turn into big things, and then turn back into little things. That's what we're going to discuss tonight. How many of y'all out there know about the 80-20 rule in a relationship? How many of y'all heard of that, the 80-20? I don't know if it's bullshit or if it's real, but the 80-20 rule means that, if you don't know, the 80-20 rule is that you're in a relationship, and if 80% of the relationship is good and only 20% of the relationship is bad, then you got a perfect relationship. I kind of agree with that. I do, honestly. I really do. Because why I say that is because nobody is perfect. So I believe that. You can't have 100%. You can have 80% good in a person and 20% bad. And you should be able to make it and live with that person and live through that. Except if the 20% that you're not getting 20% that you definitely need in your life or in your world. Now, the person might be 80% good and 20% bad, but the 20% of the bad might be what you need, that 20%. That 20%, he might do everything. He might work. He might pay the bills. He might clean the house. He might cook, take care of the kids. He might be a good role model for the kids. He might be everything in that 80%. And the only 20% he don't do, he don't cuddle enough. He don't conversate enough. He don't fuck you enough, or he don't go down on you enough in that 20%. See, now that 20% right there might be bad, because that might be the 20% that you need. But do that mean you being selfish or greedy if you want the 20% too? Or you said you just satisfied with the 80%? I don't know. All I know, I can say like 80-20. Sound about right to me. I'll take that. I'll take that 80-20. And why I say that is because nobody is perfect. So I'll take that 80-20. As long as the 20% that the person is not giving me is the 20% of what I really need. And it's a good question. Because what do you really need in a relationship to make it work? What do you really need? I know what I need. I know what I want. And I know what I need. It's two different things. It's an age factor. But it's still the same. I remember when I was young, I might say my wants and my needs would be different. But now that I'm older, I don't know. That's why I'm stressing this point on the 80-20 rule. Because somebody brought that to my attention. The 80-20 rule. It's the 80-20 rule. If 80% of your relationship is good and only 20% of your relationship bad, then you got a good relationship. But that's when I thought about, what about if the 20% is bad in a relationship is the 20% that I need? Then we got a problem. Because like I said, you might have a man, but now you might have a woman that's doing everything. And that's 80%. She's doing everything. She cooks. She clean. She know how to act at home. She know how to act abroad. She respect you. She loyal to you, you know what I mean? She withhold herself with the utmost respect, and you know, she might do all that in 80%. But then the 20%, she might lie. She might badmouth you. She might be bossy. Now, if all that is in that 20% now, and that's the 20% that you need, then I don't know if you got a problem. I don't know if that would be being greedy, or that would be wanting too much. And that's what they call the 80-20 rule. If 80% of your relationship is good and only 20% is bad, then you're supposed to be happy with that. What y'all think about that? What you think about the 80-20 relationship rule? The people on the phone lines, the people that clicked in, what you think about that 80-20? I mean, you can't get 100 because nobody's perfect in the world. God didn't make nobody like that. So can you be happy with 80%? Can you be satisfied with 80%? You willing to marry somebody if you're getting 80%? You willing to have kids with somebody who's giving you 80%? You willing to live the rest of your natural born life until somebody turn the lights out on this small planet with that 80%? Or do you want it all? You know, it's a lot to think about. I know in this world you have to find people that's compatible to you. You have to. You have to see their true colors. You have to know what you know. Now, a lot of people, you meet people, and I went through this myself. A lot of people, when you meet people, a lot of people, they talk to their exes and stuff like that. Now, me personally, I think that's okay if it's in the beginning and you're just meeting somebody and you're still talking to your ex. I think it's okay. Maybe even longer. It's still probably okay, depending on the conversation. Because you're just breaking up with them. And then some people, like me, and probably like people that's listening, your relationship is better now than when you was with them. The majority of people. Some people couldn't stand them when they was with them, and they can't stand them now. You know, but the majority of the people, you find out when you separate or when you divorce or when you break up, you know, your relationship is better. I mean, your relationship is better with your ex. Because I don't know if a lot of people know, but what's understood, it doesn't have to be explained. And people got to remember that. What's understood, it's no need for that to be explained. And nobody has to justify anything. Because if you somebody queen, you don't have to run around the world telling people that. Because you they queen. And you sitting on top of the throne. High. And people know that. People feel that. And that go along with the social media and all that shit. If you're a person that's always got to be on social media talking about this my man and nobody else better not do this and this my man and nobody better not do that, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do all that. Because a queen knows she's a queen. And people in relationships know they're in relationships. You know? But what we really, really talking about here today is, I went a little bit off the topic, but what we really, really talking about today is when enough is enough. When is enough enough? I mean, I don't know. When the person that's supposed to support you doesn't support you no more. When the person that's supposed to uplift you doesn't uplift you anymore. When they make you feel mentally drained. When they make you feel worthless. When you can't sit down and talk with them no more. When issues not corrected. You know, toxic shit is toxic. And if you look in the dictionary, toxic means poison. It's 7 billion or 4 billion, 400 million people in this world. You can find somebody to love you. Nobody has to stay in a relationship they don't want to. Nobody has to deal with people in a fucked up situation if they don't want to. You just don't have to. That's the world. You don't need nobody to nag you. You don't need nobody to abuse you. You don't need nobody to drag you down and make you feel like nothing. Nah, you don't need that. You need to keep it real and stay real with yourself and know your worth. Ladies. Because the situations kind of vary. They different for men and women. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things, like women, you know, women are natural caregivers. You know, women deal with things different than men deal with things. You know, love, like love for a woman. Love is supposed to bring the best out of you.
Bring the worst out of you.
It's supposed to bring the best out of you. But then you get caught up in situations. Sometimes you might be in a situation and the person you're in a situation with might be jealous of you. I've seen it. I've seen people who want to shine when you want to shine. I've seen people who want to look good when you look good. That's a big-ass fucking no-no right there. It definitely is. When enough is enough. When is enough enough? That's what we're talking about here. Communication. Investing time and energy. Don't let nobody drain you. Don't let nobody stress you. Correct shit that need to be corrected. You owe it to yourself to be happy in this world. You owe it to yourself. I've been in some fucked up shit in my life. And I'm not saying all the people was fucked up all the time. I might have been fucked up too. I don't really know. We all a work in progress. Or progress working. One of the two. Everybody. All I know, a woman and a man, you get together, and I know you're supposed to build on each other. You're supposed to add on to each other. You're not supposed to destroy and take away. You're supposed to support each other's goals and endeavors. If your mate, your husband, or your partner tell you they want to own a restaurant, you're supposed to tell them you can do it. And I'll help you. If they want to go back to school, you probably tell them, go ahead. Do it. You can do it. If your man want to get a better job, you should probably tell him, go ahead, do it. You can do it. I'm a writer. I'm a hell of a writer. I write movies, I write books, I write screenplays. I'm a hell of a damn writer. Trust me. It's a good feeling if sometime to hear somebody ask you, yo, are you writing? You got to start writing. Have you been writing? You need to start writing. And everybody out there got their own pet peeves and their own shit they got to do and their own shit they got to go through. Everybody out there, they do. And you go, girl. You go, boy. You do what you do. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, I could talk this talk all damn day because I'm a talker, but it all lies within. Individual. It all lies within the person to make your life better. I don't really like to bring up my shit because, I mean, that's my shit, but it's my show. And see, everybody know I wrote a book about my life. My life is out in the public. You can buy my book, any one of my books, and you can find out everything about me. I told my whole fucking life story. Because I don't give a fuck. I'm not ashamed of it. And if I had to do it all over again, I would do it again. I might change a few things, of course. But if I had to do my whole life story, my whole life all over again, I would do the same thing. Cannot let people steal your joy. You cannot let people beat you down mentally. You just can't do it. Love is supposed to bring the best out of you, not the worst. Remember that. It's supposed to bring the best out of you. for, like I said, 4 billion, 400 million people in this world, you could find somebody that love you. You can't settle. You can't be drained. Like I said, I'm a writer. I would love to hear that sometime if somebody say, are you writing? You got to start writing, Jay. I've had that before in my life. I've had that before. Are you writing, Jay? You need to start writing, Jay. You got to write more, Jay. Is you writing? You got to have people picking you up in this world. You can't have people beating you down. People supposed to support you. Your mate is supposed to support you. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Hold on 1 second. Oh, no. My bad. That might have been my desk trying to get through. The 80-20 rule, what the fuck is that? I talked about the 80-20 rule earlier. I'm gonna keep talking about it because I'm trying to make a point with the 80-20 rule. If 80% of your relationship is good and 20% is bad, do that mean you're supposed to be with that person for the rest of your life? Can you do that? Can you? If you're getting 80% of everything you want in a relationship, he pay the bills, she cook the food, she take care of the kids, or stuff like that, is that cool? But 20% you're not getting. But what about if the 20% you're not getting is the 20% you need? So I can't be the judge of that 80-20 shit. You have to judge that yourself. Hold on 1 second. So you know what I mean? And relationships, like I said, they supposed to pull. They, relationships are made to bring you in. I mean, to make you feel better. Support you. We're going to go to a song because I think my guest is here, and I'm going to come back with my female guest because we're going to get a female perspective on things that's going on, and we're going to take it from there. So we're going to go to a song. So everybody stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast, and we're talking tonight about when enough is enough. We'll be right back.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I really do. 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back, we back, we back. I like that jam right there. All right, everybody. Wow, I've been doing a lot of talking today. This is dear and near to me, but I got my female partner getting ready to come on the line. She was here last week, so I'm getting ready to bring her in. You know what I mean, and get a female perspective on, you know, when enough is enough. I guess everybody heard me. You know, I've been talking about 37 minutes or 40 minutes about when enough is enough. I'm going to bring the female on here right now, and she's going to give her perspective. She was here last week. We're going to see if we can slow her down a little bit. We're going to see if we can slow her down, because we know she's going to get out here, and she's going to keep it real, and she unfiltered, and she raw, you know what I mean? And she talks a lot, just what the doctor ordered, you know, for a situation like that. So, without no further ado, we bringing on, hello, I don't even
Bella.
Know what to call you, hello?
Bella.
Bella.
Yeah, I'm B to the E to the L to the L to the A. Don't get it confused with L.A. I'm in New York. No say to the L.A. where I love California, never been there. I want to travel there. But yeah, it's to the B to the E to the L.L.A. Your is Bella. I'm on the scene. But yeah, you know, thank you, Randy.
What borough are you from?
It's a quick story, real short. You know what I'm saying? Born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a little bit of both, but I moved around down south, so I got a whole lot of country grammar about me. So if my lingo changes, just keep up with your girl. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
You figured that out.
I've been talking for a minute. Like, yo, check this out. So I've been talking about when enough is enough, right? But look, I was talking about something called the 80-20 rule, right? And that's when 80% of the relationship is good and 20% of the relationship is not good. The world has us to think that that's a perfect relationship. So what you think about that? If 80% of your relationship is good and 20% of your relationship is not good, you think you could live with that? That's somebody you might want to be with for the rest of your life?
Now, if you're telling me 80% of the relationship is good?
Yeah.
Is 80% good? That's nearly great. But it all depends where the 20% is falling short at. You see, then that's when we have a topic, and that's what's going to stir it up. I can't give you an answer with that one because it all depends. Because you have an 80% man come home to you, bring you home a check, take care of you, take care of the kids. The other 20%, he ain't changing holes. You never know you're going to come home with a disease, and I'm going to mess up that whole 20%. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It might be you know, enough is enough, because you don't want to lose your life out here messing with a cheater. You know what I'm saying? Or someone that, let's say, is not a cheater. He is, he's financially stable. He takes care of the bills, take care of the kids, but yet he don't take you out on dates. He don't tell you he loves you. He don't like want to dine you, nothing. It just feels like you with your brother or a homeboy, you know, and you don't got the love that's there. You just, you know, like the man is there because it's comfortable. You know what I mean? And it could go vice versa.
Yeah.
This is not just a man. It could go for a woman, too. A woman could give you, she could be the best mother, a best spouse, be there by the die for you, have straight A money, a banging body, but she's a cheater. And you just can't, like, damn, like, we can't get it right for nothing. We halfway, like, not halfway, we 80% nearly close to being 100% with each other, but you just can't stop sleeping with niggas. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm supposed to be the only man. You should have been done with these fools a long time ago, and knowing that I'm a good man, as long as her spouse is right, great A, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he's doing, he's doing, and you're dealing with a female like that, because I got brothers. I have more brothers than sisters, so I could speak more for the brothers. I could only speak for a female's perspective from the things I've been through. And let me tell you, I've been in that 80-20 situation where I was given like 100 and I couldn't even get 20. And I was a fool in love. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I could put my hand on the Bible. I could look at you dead in the eye and look at myself in the mirror and look at myself and be honest. Like, I was a fool of love. Like, you know, the love fooled me, but it was because a wicked man, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing. Like, you got to know when people are doing what they're doing in life to you. You know what I'm saying? When people being wicked and manipulative, when someone is being manipulative, that's of the devil. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing godly. So that's witchcraft. You know what I'm saying? That's witchcraft.
Yeah.
Because what the devil do? Manipulate and make you hallucinate. Make control your mind. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people have a hard time coming 100. Why? Because they still got the devil on their back. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
hard to accept a person when they do like close, nearly good, but they're not great like how you are. And I'm not saying that you great like be perfect, but you great like in a part that you don't cheat. You know, you got your own stable job or like you pursuing your career or, you know, like or you're on your way to success or, you know what I'm saying, you're a good mother, you're a house good maker, like a homemaker, a real true one that actually cleans the house. Like homemakers is, these days, they just like, I watch the kids, but they don't cook, they don't clean. Then when a man's come home tired from work, they be like, you do the rest, and you don't even want to fuck a nigga. Like, you've been home all day, shorty. Like, why you don't want to have sex with your own man? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's weird to me. That's weird. Like, I don't know what's that. Like, that's a subject we need to come back here. Or, like, how you don't have sex with your spouse after a hard day after work? Shit, that's the best release you need to get after a hard day of work. That's a baby. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good point. That was a good brought up right there. So, I didn't really, in the first 30 minutes of the show, I didn't really talk about sex. I just talked about like what you just said, like the 80-20.
Yeah, everything,
like
80% and added
good
that one.
And 20% bad. But you was 100% right, because you said that, like, out of the 80-20 rule, the 20% that he not giving or she not giving, that might be the 20% that you need. So you got to kind of figure out if you're going to be greedy and want 100%, knowing that nobody in the world is perfect or whatever. But on the flip side of that, I heard you say something a minute ago. You said that if your man came home from work and needed sex, you know what I mean? You said that was that's being wrong if you didn't give it to him. That's what you just said,
yeah,
right?
I did say that. I'm not saying that women should do it because women get her day. But if your man is, you know, hold on now. Now, if you're going with a man that's paying bills, a great father, takes you out on dates, and does everything as a man should across the board, and you have a real, you know, a God-loving, fearing type individual, and you're home alone with the children, okay, you're tired, he gets home, he gives you a break, you know, you could do what you want, you go out, get your nails done, hair done, you get your free time, you know. And if he's a good mate, but you're still rejecting sex on a man, I find that kind of weird because we're sexual creatures in the end of the day. Now, if we didn't have kids or see our brothers or sisters or cousins or just friends, like, there will be no procreation existence. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not saying that you need to have sex in order to produce, even though the Bible said the only way you should be procreating is to produce. But I'm not saying to lust another, but at least lust your mate. Like, be, like, intimate with him. You miss him. Don't you want him around? All right, you frustrated with the kids and everything. He took it off your hands. All right. He give me a break now. But now, you don't want to, like, have sex with the man. And I hear that a lot from my brothers or cousins or friends. And, like, they may don't want to be intimate because they feel the type of work they do doesn't add up to what the man is giving. That's what I'm saying. It got to be a situation where the man is doing what he need to be doing. And if he's doing it well, I don't see why this should be a sexual issue. Because if my man is treating me good, treating the kids good, paying the bills, and staying faithful with me, shit, you can't tell me nothing that can keep me off his bones. I'm going to be all over him. I'm going to be all over him, like they say, like beans over rice. Like, I'm going to be all over you, like bees on honey. Like, I'm going to be all over you. Like, because you're being everything I want in a man. And that's what a true love relationship is. Now, when you have that 80-20 situation, that means someone is deeply in love, who's giving 80, and 20 is the person that is not truly committed at all to you. I'm going to say it again. If you're giving 20%, you're not committed to that person. You know who I'm talking about. You're out there. You know who you are. Not saying I have my own personal listeners, but anybody that is listening, if you give 20, it's because you're not ready to commit to this woman and stop leading her on. That should be the next subject for our next show. We're not going to get into that today. But if you're giving 80, you know what I'm saying? If you're giving 80 to a man that's giving you 20, it's time for you to leave. It's time to leave. There's no such thing as perfection, but it's a such thing as compassion and consideration. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody's considerate and compassionate of you, and they are grateful of you, believe me, what you give is what you get. And like they say, you respect me, I respect you right back. Sometimes you might give respect first, and then you get respect right after. Some people need to, like, but it's not to that point where you're going to stay 20 years in a relationship and then finally this person will finally realize to respect you because that's been you degrading yourself to justify yourself to this man when you know in your heart and soul you don't need no man, no woman, no being, no matter if it's a she-male, a he-she, transsexual, whatever it is, this day and age, you don't need them to justify who you are as a person. In the end of the day, you are who you are. And if you know you're giving your best and you're not getting that back, that's enough right there. That is enough.
Yeah.
That's enough is enough.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, hold on. We got a caller. We're going to bring somebody in. Hold on one second.
All right.
How you doing? Hello.
Jay.
Hello. Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
None. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. It's a spark, boy. Bella, she a real spark plug, ain't she?
She wild.
A lot of energy, boy.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
How you doing, Bella? Okay.
How you doing? You was on last weekend?
Yeah, I was on last week. I'm Jay's buddy for over 25 years.
Yeah. What's your name again?
Forrest.
Forrest. All right.
Right.
You got to keep
right.
that. Forrest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get more acquainted. Nice to meet you. You know, I enjoy every comment and everything you had to say. Like I said the last time, you know.
I want to ask Forrest about the if you've been listening, we've been talking about the 80-20 rule. What you think about getting 80%?
You mean the guy getting 80%, the lady getting 20?
Either one. If either one. If you only get 80% and 20%, you're not getting it.
You know what, Jay? To be honest with you, when it comes to like giving like numbers on that. The only time I look at numbers is when something is really unbalanced. Like if you have a relationship with a lady and something is like I'm doing way more than what she's doing, she's not doing her part, then I'll put an equation on that. You know what I'm saying? A number on that.
Amen.
Other than that, 80, you know, Jay, to be honest with you, I've never really heard about an 80-20 until you mentioned it tonight. Because usually it's only 50-50 or 60-40. You said 80-20. I was like, that's a little lopsided right there. That's a lot lopsided to me.
But it's real, though.
Yeah, well,
it
that's what they said.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Jay would know.
But, and you know what? And Jay talks about it, you know, like, listen, that's a man. I'm not saying he from the streets, but he been around, and he heard a lot. So, and me, been through what I've been through as a female, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gave 100, and I'm not going to shit on every man that I've been with. Like, I haven't been with that many. But that 20, believe me, it sends out like a sore thumb. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you've been with the best of them, even though they were kind of the worst, but you met someone that was worse than them, it makes you realize, like, damn, like, even though I deserve better even with that one, but damn, you even worse than my last. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I think, has experienced that, at least. Not to say that your worst situation was the best situation, but sometimes God might send you another test just to see, like, well, your worst was bad, so let's see if you could do, you know, worse than the bad, like this, you know, this demon right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then you could beat that demon, because every day is a spiritual battle. And sometimes when you go through the worst of the worst, I'm not saying that that's what you need to get to be with your soulmate or get to the best. But some of us sometimes need to be probably put through that in ways that, you know, that we never experienced. And then that way, you know, the next person, you more aware of the worst of the worst, and you could cut them off. And that's God guiding you in a way, especially if he saves you out of the situation. You know what I mean?
What do you think of that?
I had to give you a movie real quick in your mind. Like, that's all. I like to take the picture, but I want to answer,
Bella,
though.
Bella, we got a preview of coming attractions and then the movie.
Exactly, Bubba. Really, we don't know what that coming attraction is without the answer. You just thought right now.
So Bella, you still single? You single?
Yeah, but I still need his answer, though.
Oh, she trying to ask you something for us. Answer
no, well,
the question.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, I was going to answer real
Did
fast.
Did you hear her?
Everything I said, everything I said so you could give me a response. Like, I had to paint it away, so, like, because you never heard of it, but I had to break it down and try to, like, you know, give you a little bit of a sneak peek preview of an not for you to understand it, but so you can hear it. What do you think of that? Like, what? Like, when I hear something, I'm like, wow, like, what's your opinion? You know, I want to know that.
Well, Ms. Bella, to make a long story short, basically, you were talking about the different episodes and chapters you went through in life, and that's experience, and I respect that. But let me ask you a question real fast. You said you haven't been with too many guys.
But you didn't
respect
answer the
that.
Question, though. You can't answer a question with a question. You got to answer that question first.
No, well,
you know, you're
I
on a hot seat
said,
right now.
No, I did. When I said, basically, what I summarized on my end is you were speaking from your experiences about going from one guy to the next, and you find that when you go to the next guy, he was worse than the last guy you was with. Am I right or wrong?
Pretty much, but they were both bad, though. You understand? So
right.
when you analyze that in your mind, what do you come up with? What's your thought?
Well, my thought
but,
is,
you know,
look deep before you leap. That's all that comes from your experience. If you got back-to-back two bad boys, and
no,
you really can't...
No, your personal mind, like, and your personal thoughts, not pertaining to my situation. Like, what about if you was in that situation?
Oh, if I was
like,
in that situation, well, you know what? Ms. Bella, I've been blessed. I haven't really been in that situation due to my occupation. Because I was, you know, a little player back in the day. I always had choice of women. I never got married, you know. And if something stunk, I got away from it quick, you know. I wasn't
okay.
that much in love with somebody that want to hang around and keep getting beat over the head with the nonsense or the dysfunction.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
Exactly. But I want to ask you a question real fast, Ms. Bell. You said you haven't been with too many guys. So that means you're pretty tight over there, huh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm like 4'9", so I'm good. You know
oh, you're
what
like
I'm saying? 4'9". So,
yeah,
you know, and
title
it's like,
yeah.
You know, and like, my love too. We're not talking about physical, but my mind and my thoughts is tight. Like it's always been tight, but I don't like the.
Oh, I can tell that.
You know,
tight.
Like the devil. Like, the devil likes to play games with you sometimes. So they might send someone to you to test you and, you know, with manipulation, lies, you know, and then,
right.
you know, and, you know, deceive you and things
right.
like that. And that's all wicked. That right there, I was dealing with a whole warlock. You can't call a man a witch. When a man is doing things like that, that's a warlock.
He's a warlock,
you know what I mean?
Right. That's a male witch.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a warlock. That's a male warlock. That's a male witch. A male witch. That's the proper name for a male that is performing manipulation, lies, deceitfulness, betrayal, and making you believe imagination. Because the devil is the one
Bella.
That makes you feel like, you know,
hey,
like you somewhere.
Bella.
Yeah, what's going on?
Bella.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Bella, I got a question.
All right, Bella, take a deep
breath over there, baby. Are you looking for a man?
I said, is you
looking for somebody now, or are you just trying to stay single?
Listen. All I do is leave it in God's hands. I trust God's ride. You know what I'm saying? God's been sending me right, And if it's meant the man for me, then that's the man that's for me. But I'm definitely not going to, like, put myself out there, you know, in a way to become a victim to the you know, the nonsense that I've been through because I'm hip on it. Now, you know, not to say that I don't want nobody, I do, but I'm patient because God is patient with us. I'm patient with God. So I have to leave it in that man's hands because everything that he's been doing in my life has been right. So I don't want to force the grain and me trying to jump in and be desperate. Like, I'm lonely. Let me just get any, you know, pick anybody out of a hat. Just, I don't care who it is. Like, no. I don't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I want to get to know a person as who they are in all shapes and forms through every season. I want to see you happy. I want to see you sad. I want to see you depressed. I want to see you mad. I want to see you hyper. I want to see you excited.
Hey,
I want to see you crazy.
Well,
I want
to
see you OP. I want to see everything.
I'm trying to help you in God. In God, I'm trying to help you in. I'm trying to help you in God. In God's word. Do you date black men?
All I've been dating for 7 years is not a black man.
Yeah, I think she said that last week, Jay.
Like, listen, we all blended, I feel. Everybody is not 100% nothing. So, like, in the end of the day, like, I always...
But
I
thought the brother you was with, the black brother, I thought the black brother was giving you a lot of flack. I mean, I didn't know you had some good.
Yeah, but he was mixed. He's not 100% black anyway. So he was a whole mutt. Like, I'm not say too much because I'm a mutt myself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's just like when they say when you deal with someone with multiple, races, they do have multiple kind of ways of being. And it's hard to distinguish which side is that coming from. Now, the things that he put me through, an average black man that I dated didn't put me through that. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, okay.
Now,
right,
if he was like 100% black, like 100% straight, like, you know, I don't know about y'all, but just yesterday was just our Independence Day. All dark-skinned people, part black, like, I'm part black. That was our 4th of July yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Which is sad. You know what I mean? And,
hey,
like, 4th of July has, you know, like, that's an Independence Day for all America. But really, Abraham Lincoln on the 17th, that was our Independence Day. You know what I'm saying?
But look. Hey, yo. Hey, Forrest, but look, I'm going to tell you.
What's up? What's good?
You see the way Bella talks? You see the way Bella talks? Bella talks?
But I'm political.
I'm saying. That's a blessing. We laughing with you. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of ladies don't
know how to talk and don't know how to express themselves. I could go through 100 ladies who wouldn't be able to come on a radio show and talk like you talk. I would have to pull shit out of them.
Right.
I would have to, like, really talk to them. But see you, anybody
I'm
who
easy going.
To you talk, anybody who
right,
listens to you
right.
talk, they might say she talk a lot, but like me, I'm a good judgment of women. You know what I mean? Like me, even from hearing you talking, I could tell your character. I could tell your demeanor.
Right.
I could tell that, like, deep down, like, you a good woman. Because I listen to what you say. I mean, you talk
right.
fast. You talk a lot. But I listen to the good parts. You know what I mean? Like, I hear what you're saying
yeah.
about stuff you've been through. I hear stuff, what you're saying about what you want in the man and what you need in the man and what you're willing to do. to keeping the man. And see, that's what my listeners probably hear. Some of them probably hear other shit, you know what I mean? But somebody mature or something like me or Forrest, we hear the realism in what you say, you know what I mean? It don't matter to me. You can talk as much as you want to talk. That's what I got you here for. But I just want to let you know that I hear the real in you.
And I thank you for that. Thank you. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might say something in a short form, and some people might not understand it. So I might break it down for some. Not saying that, like, I want to dumb it down for others. Like, no, because I don't want to put it like I'm smarter than other people and nothing like that, because that's not my type of being. But my mom was a teacher. So she was, like, the type that when she teaches something, she want to make sure you understand it. So when I talk, I want to make sure that you understand my flaws, my reflection, my situation, and my way out. So that way you don't be stuck and not understanding what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll try to give you a quick associate's, bachelor's, and a master's degree real quick when I talk. That's all.
That's
the reason why I talk a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't dissect it.
It's okay. That's
so you need to dissect it.
That's what I want you to do. As long as you're talking about the topic that we're talking about. As long as you're talking about the topic that we're talking about, that's all that matters to me.
Like, yeah, we might have listeners that got PhDs on this, but we might have listeners that have disabilities, that are not mentally capable of understanding things or what's going on with them or not knowing. So, like, I try to be translucent with the words and try to break it down to help those type of kids. You know what I'm saying? Because not everybody knows it all. I don't know it all. And when I listen to someone talk, I want to know what they're saying. And I want to understand them. And I need them to break it down to me. Some people have learning disabilities. Some people have different issues. So I'm sorry that you feel that I talk a lot. You were listeners. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that I try to give you a better understanding just so you can understand, you know, for all people, no matter, you know, if you got a PhD, a master's, a PhD, associate, or GD, or no degree, or a severe disability, or any type of issue, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm just talking in lame terms that anybody could understand me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be like coming out here and be so philosophical with it where people be like,
Bella,
oh, she being stuck up. I'm being down to earth, that's all.
Right, you are down to earth.
Hey, Bella, where you see yourself at in 5 years?
In a new house.
All right. What else?
New house, making, if I follow what I've been following and been doing, I see myself in a big house and helping people like always, because that's all I've been doing my whole life. Like, I'm just like a natural, you know, I'm just a, you know, this people out here that's like, I come from a church-giving family and things like that, but I see myself still being 5 years from now a mentor, a role model, having my own business, my own house, having different, you know, things that I'm going through and different channels and, you know, not channels of, like, YouTube channels. I mean different channels that I'm good at, and
yeah,
I need to manifest that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say channels.
It's a reason why I asked you to. Hey, Forrest, where you see yourself at in 5 years, Forrest?
Well, I'm already retired, so, you know, I'm just going to keep kicking my feet up, exercising and eating well and living life, man. You know, traveling. Yeah, because where I'm at, I'm good. I'm at the family house over here. So I know what Bella mean when she tried to get a house over there, you know, because when you stabilize, you got your own, you know, you own family property and not somebody else's property, you're pretty much well off.
I got two different properties, but I need my own. You know what I'm saying? I already have two different properties and land as well, but I want my own. And me being me, I feel like someone told my mom in her stomach, she has gifts. She needs to be here for a reason. And, you know, and then when I was born, she came and see my mom, like, literally, like, she kept a time lapse, like, a time lapse on my mom and see me. And she's like, yes, your daughter is meant to do this and to do things. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even if I'm at an age of let's say I hit 90, or if I get to, you know, by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? But I just want, yeah, even though I'm far from that, but I was blessed to see that, though.
Hold up, anybody that lived to live that age. All right, I hear you. No, it's the reason why I asked everybody that, and I'm going to say about me, what I expect to be in 5 years. It's the reason why I said that. But look, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna play a song, and I'm gonna be right back. Please don't nobody go nowhere.
If you wanna say something,
just press one and be right back with the. Just hope everybody stay where you at. We got some more fun coming up, and after this song with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. Online radio podcast.
Yeah, with Bella.
It's time for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall, regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
He don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a precision.
It hurts.
Pray it from the Christian.
We need
if
it.
The mind was the ear.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us will listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
You try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach
yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more
patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Don't process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
With all the hate,
what's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate?
Kid?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fate.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the
Jackson
left.
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings, abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drank. Your life could be over before you blink. It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it, regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha, take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me.
They just wanna see
don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right.
But
all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
We back.
Finally, I want to know the answer. What's good? What you want to do in 5 years?
I think you asked it. What's the question?
Like, where you see yourself in 5 years, boo? Like, what's good?
Oh, me? Where I see myself in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's I thought you were talking about something else. To be honest with you,
100%. Keep it to the
topic. In five years, my plan is I don't want to be in New Jersey. I want to be living somewhere, the opposite of south of the border. So that means like Georgia. I want to be living either. I will be living in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't want to be dependent on certain things that I'm dependent on now. All my children is over 18, but it seemed like you never stop being a parent. But I want all my kids to be independent and taking care, you know, and able to take care of themselves and living right. I want to be able to.
Thank God.
I want
you
to be able to
Debbie.
Live
happy
somewhere.
Father's Day to you. Happy Father's
oh,
Day.
Yeah,
just
thank
so
you
saying
you.
That, happy Father's Day to you. Just by
yeah,
you
real,
saying
real
that.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
I want.
Like,
real
no,
shit.
I'm not trying to take over the mic, but I'm just saying.
No, take it over. You could take if you take over the mic, you take over the mic. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's a lot of mics. It's a lot of mics.
Happy Father's Day to you. A real man taking care of your kids, and you don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, I commend you on that in many ways because you're thinking about your kids before yourself, like real parents
right.
do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You fall from a deadbeat. You know, you're there.
And
happy Father's Day to all the men, even you, Forrest.
Thank you, darling. And happy belated
you know
Mother's
saying?
Day to you.
Well, thank you. I'm a mama, but I always say, and they tell me I'm mommy and daddy, but I tell my son, God is your father. No kid, as long as there's a God around, that's all our father. So my son
that's
will never
right.
be a deadbeat as long as there's a God, because that's our father.
Do you drink, Bella? Do you drink?
Nope.
I drink a cake. Once in a blue moon. I don't do no drugs.
Do you smoke?
I'm a plain Jane. No. I'm a plain Jane.
So you mean to tell me you sober right now?
Yeah, this is me. This is me all day.
Oh,
I might have drink a cup of coffee to be entertaining stuff. You know what I'm saying? For the moment, because I need to get hyper.
Oh, you just fucked my head up. For real, I swear I would have thought you was fucked up right now or for something. Not because you talking
Why?
Crazy.
Why? Am I saying something bad?
No, not because you saying something crazy, because you really got a gift for conversation. And you doing it
on
a natural
Oh, yeah, that's been me
high.
My whole life. My mother always told me I talked a lot. Like, she's like,
You got a gift of conversation. A lot of people don't have that. That's what I'm saying. Like me.
I used to work
here,
in a beach.
I'm sitting here. I'm smoking. I'm drinking, so I, you know, whatever I'm saying, you know, I'm speed rapping.
Yeah.
My mental is altered. You know what I'm saying?
Without
not saying
doubt.
That.
Yeah, like not
on ratchetness,
but
you doing
it.
You doing
like,
it on a natural high.
Yeah, I could work at a beacon for free. I could volunteer to work with kids for free. Also, try to help these kids and you know. I like to make sure, because a lot of kids that came in the Beacon program, they didn't really have moms, parents, they didn't have no love. Like, they was getting at home. Not to say, like, their parents was wrong, but their parents was making good money. Now, these kids had Jordans, name brand clothes, very clean, but they didn't have the time with the parents. I volunteered in the Beacon and dealt with a lot of children and be like, listen, I had to help them understand that. Like, look, your mom is working hard. If you don't have all the five things you have, she might not be here right now, but she'll be there forever. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you might not think she's not there, but she is there. She's there on open school night. She's there, like, if you do wrong, right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She's congratulating you and also scolding you when you need to be scolded. Your mom is your parent 24/7. It's not a day off. A parent, a real parent, like me, I haven't had a day off ever since I had her class. You know what I'm saying? And I never, like, you know what I'm saying? I never had a babysitter. But I give credit to real men that do what they need to be doing and take care of their children. You know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah.
Like, I had to break that down in the Beacon program. Like, listen, your parents, you're in the Beacon program because they want you to know how to be independent on your own. God forbid, if they go, they want you to be sociable. They want you to know how to coexist without them, because at the end of the day, we're never guaranteed tomorrow. At the end of
right,
the day.
Right.
We're only going to teach our kids today, so they could be good for tomorrow. So I also guide these kids every day and steer them right. Do your homework? All right. You go play some basketball. You still got to follow rules. You know, like, just because you're not at home, we're like your parents. Well, we're entertainers. You know what I'm saying? But you still got to follow the same rules. You got to respect them.
So,
you got to, you know what I mean? Like, we see you right. Don't let your parents wrong.
You definitely the one. But look, you definitely the one. We gonna let's switch gears here for a minute. We gonna switch gears for a minute. You still with me, Forrest?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got switch gears. I only did that.
No. We can't forget it, even though it's Friday.
But it's Sunday, like, it's Father's Day, and I only said that because, like, me being a mentor, like, a lot of kids be upset with their fathers, like, not being around, but he's a father, and at the end of the day, we look at it from different ways and different aspects. There's men that are straight deadbeats. That's why I was giving you the credit, like, you there, you concerned, you know, like, with your future plan, like, you want to move, and you just want them all stable. And this is the reason why I went to that note, but you really got the floor, though. You know what I'm saying? I was just giving you credit and other men as well. You know what I'm saying? My bad for that.
No, that's all right. I wanted to touch on something else. You know, because we was talking about relationships and all that, and when enough is enough. You know what I mean? I wanted to go over some things that in relationships, when you knowing somebody love you or when they don't love you, like, you know what I mean? So I wanted to touch on something. Like, I wanted to say, like,
yeah,
you know,
like
sometimes
someone being
you
a deadbeat to a child, that's enough.
Yeah.
Like you a father, so... So imagine I'm in a relationship with a man that's not being a father, and he's doing everything else but not being a father. That's a deal breaker. Enough is enough. Not, you could be the mate, you could fuck, you could bring money, but you're not being a father. You know what I'm saying? That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I was saying that sometimes
sometimes, you know, say like if you when you in relationships and you break up with somebody, and then right away they in a relationship with somebody else. You know, me personally, I feel like if somebody could break up with you and right away they're in another relationship, that means they fell out of love with you a long time. You know what I mean? Would you agree with that, or would you y'all agree with that?
I agree with you with that one. I definitely do, because I was thinking for like 7 years. You know what I'm saying? And my firm donor was literally telling me and texting me, if you don't get back with me, I'm going to get every girl in sight pregnant. So that's not love to me. And then me breaking away from the dude I was with, he sit there and try to buy hookers, sluts, and shit like that. So I'd be like, damn, you never loved me at all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I never had your kid, because I had an abortion. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I said it. You know what I'm saying? But it was only for good reasons, because you was beating on me, mistreating me, not doing your part, not doing nothing like a man should, and doing all this whole shit. And I don't want to bring my kid up with that. I'm sorry. I learned from my first mistake. You know what I'm saying? Being with picking the wrong guy, but even though my child was planned, but in the end of the day, I don't want to relive that again in the worst way. You know what I'm saying? And I still say, like, saying this, like, you know, to go back to your subject, though, nobody needs to be putting up with anything if they're giving 80%. Right there alone, when you're giving 80%, that right there should be your ticket to go back to being single, going back to what you know best before you met this man or woman. You know what I'm saying? If you lost yourself, no. If you did what you did, no. But if you going to sit there and try to reconcile someone that you give 80 with a 20, it's like beating yourself over again with the same broken back. Do you know how ridiculous that is? So, no, don't do it to yourself.
Because you know why? Like, women fall in love faster. Women fall in love faster than men do. You know what I mean? And
and why you think is that?
That, I mean, you know, because women more, I guess women more emotional. You know what I mean? Women deal with things different than men. Women is more pattern.
Let me get an answer to that. Women, since they were little girls, they already planned their marriage. Since they were baby girls, pushing baby dolls and pretending to already do housewife duties, playing with their toys, they already plan the man they want, the house they want, the car they want, everything, the way they want to live before 5 years old. I swear, like at 4 years old, they started like imagining 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 as they get older. Like, there's no woman in the world that want to sit here and claim, like, I never thought ever about being married. That's a fucking lie. Unless you came
about
from
being what, married?
Up.
What you said,
I mean,
about
yeah,
being
unless
married?
You came from, yeah, exactly. Unless you came from a home that wasn't married. Or not even, because I know friends that were parents never married, and they married to a woman to this day. So I go vice versa. So it's just different people that, like, you know, like certain influences could influence them to the wrong direction. Like, even though my mindset was always on that, and yeah, I had a couple of full rotten apples in between the way just recently, but that would never diminish my mind for a fact that there's not a man that was rightfully sent to me for God, from God, that is going to come to me to this day. Like, I still have faith. I still have hope. I I have, not full, because full is, like, negative, but I still have, like, that faith, that hope, that, you know, like, that heart in me that will meet my mate, that can meet me and match me on some 50-50 instead of me being always 80 and they always 20. And I always been in a situation when it's always 80-20. You know what I'm saying? And it could be like even if a dude that pays bills, but I help him get a job, pay them bills, but it was always 80-20, draining me to get him the job, making him be the man he is, making him do this, do that. But when it came to me, I didn't get the same, you know, I didn't get reciprocated the same type of motherfucking affection and the love and dedication. So that's wrong.
You got.
That's absolutely wrong.
It seemed like you got
Kong and Hansel.
You got a lot of experience and a lot of different things. But the thing, I'm going to keep saying the same thing. A lot of women should be like you. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like you know what you want. You know what I mean? Like you got it all mapped out.
Thank you.
You got it all planned out.
I pray to God. Listen, even though I got it mapped out and planned out, but the devil works in mysterious ways. And I was celibate and staying away from men for 7 years, and look what happened. This nigga came like a motherfucking, like, I don't say that, say, like, listen, I'm a nigga too. You know what I'm saying? Look at my lips, look at my nose. Like, brother, I got black features. I don't care. I'll say that, I'll say this because, you know what, in the end day, the white man gonna look at me different. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a straight nigga. So at the end of the day, when I say that shit, I say that shit freaking. Don't judge me by my complexion. Because I'm high yellow, light yellow, or medium caramel, whatever. It's the same shit, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, don't come at me for some dumb shit. Because that's petty. At the end of the day, don't be petty. I'm just speaking facts. At the end of the day, you know, the devil sends someone who...
Yo, Bella. Hey, Bella.
And do things, and knowing that you are 100%, and they give
Bella.
You 20. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's
look,
like,
I know we talking.
Yo,
I want to ask you a question, Bella. When do you know?
It was enough.
When do you know the love is gone?
The love was gone. All right, I'm going to tell you two ways.
I'm going to tell you two ways, real quick.
One way, when I was like, yo, you got to come with me to a doctor's appointment, you know, watch my son. Mind you, I don't pay mad shit for this man, get him out of early parole, help him get a social birth certificate, help him get a, you know, like, live with me. You had no residence, you dead ass. The shelter kicked you out. I took you in. Now, I got a doctor's appointment now. You jumped out of a moving vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Because you try to blame my son for killing your battery when you was on your phone all morning long and my son only used your phone for like 20 minutes. You can't blame a cat for killing your battery for 20 minutes. You killed your whole phone the whole morning because you argue even about it. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, this... him jumping out of a moving vehicle, and I need to see medical attention. That right there, you left me for dead. You didn't even care what was happening with my health. Now, if an amendment is supposed to be, we take the oath through sickness, through health. How I'm about to die for you a million and go through hoops and burns and everything, all for you, going through like circles of fire, I'm jumping through the hoops with you, trying to save you. Game at all times.
When do you know the love is gone?
By him doing that, leaving me for that, and also me finding the shit I found on Instagram.
No, not you. If you was telling a female, if a female was asking you...
Oh, well, yeah.
If a lady was asking you...
The young man leave you for dead. All right. Now, okay. Like, you're not my person. All right. If a man leaves a debt, like let's say like you paid it for this man for everything, and when the day you do meet him, now mind you, you did a billion favors to the man. You never needed a nigga for shit or nothing. You was there for him, ride or die for him and everything. The day you meet him, he leaves a debt more once, two, three times, that man don't love you. And then on top of that, if you found out he's dealing with other women, entertaining his own and giving them money and trying to support hookers that he don't even know A to Z from, that the God forbid kills you, that right there tells you enough is enough. You can't be with no one like that. You cannot deal with no one that is trying to jeopardize your health. Because the minute he lays with you, that's straight murder. You know why? Because you know what he done did and who he was getting involved with, and he come back and still lay with you knowing that. That's not love. And when you got a dude like that, you got to let it go. That's enough. That's enough for you to stay celibate as long as you need to take to be the right man. If a man not doing his part in the household at that, like you paying all the bills, and he don't do nothing, that's enough. He don't want to cook. He don't want to clean. All he thinks he got to provide is just a check. That's enough, too. Because you're not paying me to be a maid service. I'm not a sex slave. You pay me to be your baby mom. You pay me to be a sex slave and a cleaner. But you're not here participating in none of those events. You know what I'm saying? Like, raising a kid, paying a bill, like, like really participating, doing family events. You need to cut these men off. Fast. Con artists. They come at you with these fucking panhandling ass fucks. Cut them off. They're using you. They're trying to get some money out of you. You know what I'm saying? Or not a place over their head. Get them off your back. Get them out your head. They're not doing nothing in the house but providing some dick and some head. No, you got to get out of here.
You can get
digging head anytime you want, and don't gotta get committed. No.
It's gonna be hard for a man to satisfy, give you everything you need. I think.
To meet my expectations, for me, you mean it's gonna be hard for me to meet a man?
I'm just listening to you talk. You've been hurt before. It doesn't gotta be about hurt. Hurt is because you've been hurt. That was done.
All right, and we're talking about that. So the hurt happened because of evilness. Now, if a man was sincere, he will never hurt you. He will pay rent, cook it clean, not cheat, keep his dick in his pants, and be a real man. Not be some other thing that we don't like in life that got labels and got negative labels. You understand? Now, if you're a positive man, not positive meaning like you HIV positive, you know, that's great too. You better be HIV, you know, I'm negative. But like, no, you can't sit here in life and be like, oh no, you know what, I pay bills, so you know what, let me cheat on her. Right, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself because you're cheating on her knowing damn well you're not having her, but you're spending your money on that. Me personally, I won't cheat myself. I treat myself. I'm not happy with a man, I'm leaving that man and finding something better. I'm going to upgrade myself. Or not, I stay single. I'm not cheating yourself. It's cheating your own self. Every time you want to cheat on your spouse and you're cheating and da-da-da-da, you're cheating on your own self. Because you know what you want better, but you're playing them damn dumb games. Now, the same effort you made to build that relationship is the same effort you could have made building yourself to get out of that situation. And another way, like getting a job, getting the fuck out, go to a shelter, do something else. But stop living off for a nigga and stop living off for a bitch, period. Let's keep it real. Nobody got to be a cheater.
You said
people that are weak and cannot actually support themselves.
I think you said it all tonight. Bella said it all. I think she didn't hold nothing back. I think if you really listen to what she, I think if people really listen to what you say, read in between the lines. It's good. It's good in what you say. It's good in what you say. At least you know how to express yourself.
Of course, I mean
it
in a good way. I want to see people right, but like, if you're cheating yourself because you know you damn well deserve better, or you feel not this. So why you cheat? You cheat yourself. So get the fucking stuff out of the situation. And don't even be a cheater, period. That way you don't get labeled as a cheater. You're not comfortable with the situation, now find a way out. Start working on it. Google, talk to me, hit me up. I'm going to give you some heads up. You know what I'm saying? And get you out of that situation. There's always a way out.
So, Bella, can your ex come back in your life?
Hell fucking no.
There's no way your ex could get back with you.
Not even if hell freezes over. Never. Never.
Okay. I just was wondering.
And that's how most of these females, y'all females, I sound militant, but I practice what I preach. I speak it and I live it. Y'all check on me in a couple of months, homegirl's still going to say the same answer. Who knows when I'm going to meet my mate? Because I don't jump from dick to dick. It took me 7 years to be with this man. You know what I'm saying? So the next man, I'm not saying going to take another 7 years or 10 years or 15 years. It could take, who knows? I leave it in God's hands. But it ain't a day. Don't never settle for less. Give yourself more. Don't teach yourself, treat yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you cheat in a relationship, you're cheating yourself. Don't teach yourself in that because you're cheating on you too because you know what you want. You need to treat yourself and remove yourself from that whole entire situation and do you rightfully. That's it. You know what I'm saying? By all means,
yeah.
If you got to stay, even if I live with my ex, stay celibate. Fuck it. Get a room. Whatever. Get on your own. Get on your own 2 feet. I came from the bottom all to the top to where I'm at, and I'm trying to get more on top. You know what I mean? So in the end of the day, don't not cheat on them. Because when you cheat yourself. That's not cheating yourself. Because you messing with people in between time, in the meantime, for now. That's not for later. You understand? So you're wasting your time. You need to invest your time on yourself and buckle down. If you need to get 2 or 3 jobs, get out of that situation, God damn it, that's what you need to do. Stop trying to find the easy way out. That's how you get unplanned pregnancies. That's how you get unplanned baby daddies and baby mamas and the whole bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Avoid it. Avoid it. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat on them. That's how you cheat. You cheat on them, that's cheating yourself. Basically, because you cheat yourself.
I think one day you're going to find somebody perfect for you.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
It could be like you one day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You never
know.
It could be you. It could be you.
It could be
whatever.
Could be
you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be anybody. You know what I'm saying? Not anybody. I'm open for anybody unless they like with me, like the way I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you live your walk of life. Like, you calm down a lot, you know what I mean, life. So, like, you know what you want, what you don't want, and don't tolerate with, like, everybody else. Everybody got to deal with that. And then when you don't like it, you got to get the fuck up out of it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's the bottom line. The shit don't fit you. The shoe don't fit. Don't try to fit it. Then you get bunion toes and corns. Get up out of it real quick. It's going to get uncomfortable. Your ass get itchy. Yeah, it is, and all that. Like, you never know what could happen. You know what I'm saying? And it could be worse than that. Playing babies and everything. Like, stop trying to make shit that don't work. And you know damn well you're cheating yourself. And when you're cheating yourself, you're cheating yourself from success and wealth and growth. Look forward to your growth and wealth and success. Move forward. You know what I'm saying? Let these words be the words of enlightenment. Don't cheat yourself cheating on dumb. That's cheating.
Don't cheat
yourself. You know
what I'm
saying? No,
cheat
yourself.
Cheating on dumb.
You know what I'm saying? Don't cheat on dumb trying to cheat yourself. Don't. You cheat. Ain't you cheating on yourself too because you know what you really want, but you still there playing on games. Nah. Treat yourself. Treat yourself so you get that wealth and success and move ahead and be happy out of that situation. That's toxic. Get up out of it. Don't even think about cheating. That should be the last thing on your mind. First thing on your mind is getting out of a bad situation. You know what I'm saying? Get out of it as soon as possible. And don't panhandle neither. Come with real people that's sincere with you. And you know what I'm saying? And they could say, you know, either take care or hold you or not, they guide you. But don't cheat yourself from life because you're wasting your time. You could cheat on a person for 10 years. You cheating yourself because you know you didn't want to be there. That's 10 years lost that you will never get.
Yeah,
now,
you're right.
You could cheat yourself for 2 years playing this fucking game. You're not cheating yourself when you cheat in the game. You heard? Stop cheating yourself by cheating. You need to treat yourself, love yourself, and get yourself out of that whole entire bad nigga toxic situation and be successful. Be everything
you want
to be. That everything that your mate put
you
down.
You got your shorts on, don't you?
Huh?
You got your shorts on.
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, get a short sign. Oh, yeah, like you short? Yeah, you short. Yeah, exactly.
No, you said I'm going to put my shorts on. I could tell you comfortable because the way you conversate. That's what I mean. I could tell you comfortable.
Sign.
I could tell you comfortable the way you conversate.
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable because I need to be real because I'm talking on a platform that we on the real
right.
show. So I'm going to say how it is. And
yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat shit like most bitches want to do and say, like, you know, I'm going to say the inevitable. The inevitable is the most possible and the most horrible shit that you could hear, but it's reality and it's what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the shoe fit, wear it. You know why? Because in the end of the day, it's not me that's going to suffer in your shoes.
Right.
In the end of the day, you got to wear those shoes. So if save you and inspire you to do and move on, like how I did, to move on and do me and get where I'm at, and I'm going, I'm not saying like I'm rich. I'm far from fame. I'm in the making, baby. But you know what? I could not be in the making being trapped in some bullshit. You understand? When you trapped in that bullshit, you stuck. I used to feel like I was in a mirror that I couldn't get out of. And I know most of y'all feel like y'all like the living dead. You're stuck in a situation living dead. The walking zombies. I felt like that. Anybody that don't say that is not real. I'm keeping it real. I'm Jay Sean Real Channel. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. That's it. I'm not going to stay here walking dead. No. Motherfucker, I gotta go. I'm going to keep it real and live my life to the real being that I need to be. What God make me destined to be. I would have not been able to speak to you guys at all if I didn't get out of my toxic relationships. Thank God I don't get stuck in none of them. I learned, and I built, but at least y'all might look down upon me. She might be, but at the end of the day, I'm free from my situation. Can you say the same? You know what I'm saying? And if you are free from the situation, then you create and we just respect the female. You know what I'm saying? So, man, day, it's not about who's up, who's down. It's who does what about the situation. It's who does what. Speak up for yourself. You talk about, oh, black crimes, this America, this.
God,
you know what I'm saying?
God's going to send you.
All this, God this, God that, Like,
he
you got
to
take action on your own
you
as well. You know what I'm saying?
God
could do what he could do. Yeah, God will send
you
a man, but God, he will send me a man. But in the end of the day, a lot of these females and men, you know, understand, they don't control that. They want to control it. And they feel they got it under control. They want to pick and choose and mold and make. No, that's being narcissistic. When it's true love, when it is love, you accept them as the way they accept you. I'm not saying accept the bullshit, but if you know it's bullshit, keep it moving. Don't settle for less. Don't cheat yourself for less. That's all I'm saying. Don't get stuck with less and then move on to even worse. You know what I'm saying? You move on, build yourself up, do what you got to do like you've been doing before you got with this one and that one. Because you was good without him. You could do good by yourself, like they said. Now, if I'm going to do good with someone, make sure it's the one for you that's not toxic. Because if it ain't,
right,
it's nothing. Enough is enough.
Right about that. That's a fact. In relationships, you have to know person supporting you or if they got your back. You got to make sure that they making you feel good about yourself, like uplifting. You got to feel, make sure it's not nobody that's killing your spirits or killing your drive or killing your goals. You got to make sure it's somebody who is compatible with you and you compatible with
Amen.
Them. You got to make
Amen.
Sure that, you know what I mean? You got to make
solidified.
Sure
that. Like, I solidified.
Yeah.
Like, y'all make sense, like bread and butter. The shit don't make no sense.
Because,
you trying to hook up peanut butter with mustard. No, that's what he's trying to say.
That's what I said. Because
that shit don't make no sense.
When you the queen, I mean, you the queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, people know when you the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And what's understood, it don't have to be explained. You know what I mean?
Because it's understand.
You know, relationships, it's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy at all. So you have to have communication.
You know what? Do you want to know?
I mean,
besides
go ahead.
The
you know.
Communication. But, no. I'm just saying, to add to your notes, it's the trust. Now, go ahead, add that. Because without trust, there's no building. You can't trust your mate. You can't build no wealth, no growth, no home, no family, a structure. There's no foundation and no trust. So it's a lost time. When you in that situation, when you don't trust no one, that's enough. Right there set. If you can't trust this person, that is enough for you. If you can't sit there and give them keys to your house, that's enough for you. If you don't trust them with your, like, simple stuff, like picking up your mail or picking up your kids or being alone with your kids or, you know, just it's a lot of factors. When you got that
somebody,
feeling,
somebody,
go
somebody,
with it.
Somebody just
go
text
with
me.
It.
Somebody just text. Somebody just texted me and said she right about that. But look, we running out of time. We got about 5 minutes
Thank
left.
You for having me on your show.
You know that
thank
all,
you.
The time, all the time. All the
all
time.
All the time. Thank
you,
baby boy,
thank
for bringing me on there.
Thank
you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
you. Better
thank
know,
Cars,
hit up Bella Essence. My YouTube channel is Bella Essence
oh, yeah.
of
give,
Life.
Give your,
I do everything. Yeah, my YouTube channel
YouTube
is Bella Essence of Life. Yeah, that's Bella Essence of Life. I do rig reviews. I got 3 more rigs I got to review. Makeup tutorials, eyelashes that I fucking found on Fleek, but you even got to cut them. They fit perfect on your eyes. And, you know what I'm saying? And different seafood, whatever reviews on a cheap sheet when you want to eat, or you want to be bougie. I got that on deck on 2. I'll be doing all type of reviews
right.
of everything, products, for face and everything. So thank you. That's Bella Essence of Life. And thank you
okay,
for having me on your show.
Bella.
And I love
Bella,
your crowd, too. Yeah.
All right. Thank you again. We got
my
about
baby.
2 minutes. So look. I want to close this.
You're welcome.
Right. You know that. I want to close this out with saying it's been a good show, you know what I mean? And I want to thank everybody who clicked on the link. I want to thank all the people who called in on the phone lines. We got a lot of people on the phone lines, whether you want to depress one or not. The show was really, you know what I mean, about when enough is enough. You know, we kind of, sometimes we drift off and sometimes we drift back on, but it's all positive. It's all positive. If you're in an abusive relationship, you got to get out. If you're in a relationship that's mentally draining you, you got to get out. I want the best for everybody, and I want the best for myself. It's not easy. Relationships is not easy by far. We got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to try to make this the best 2 minutes that I could make of the show. So I'm going to get a little Etta James in the background. If y'all know Etta James, I don't know if you know her. Is everybody in this world somebody for everybody? Don't waste too much of your life, because you only get one life, and if you do it right, that's all you need. Love is love. Hate is hate. And I tell you what my father told me. In the end, when it's all over, everything that you thought meant something don't mean shit. Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. See you next Friday. Peace. No infections, no yeast.
See you walk away from me. Yeah.
Good night, all. Peace and love. No infection, no ease. Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Real with Jay Show online radio podcast.
Who's coming to that?